I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Listening to foreign broadcasting is illegal and highly punishable in North Korea. However, Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says radio is still the best way to share the gospel. Despite the risks, some are willing to operate radios in secret.
20% of North Koreans are estimated to possess radios where they can listen to shortwave broadcasts. That's much higher percentage than any other means of reaching people for the gospel.
Voice of the Martyrs Korea uses their 5 broadcasts a day to continuously read God's word, and this allows people without access to scripture to write some down or memorize it when possible. They also share sermons from early North Korean believers to encourage the church. These sermons speak to the persecution endured by both early and current day North Koreans. Please pray that God will continue to encourage and build the Korean church through the Voice of the Martyrs Korea. Then after decades of work in Guatemala, one of AMG International's focuses there is combating widespread abuse, neglect, and sexual violence in the lives of children. 10 years ago, AMG partnered with International Justice Mission to build a protection facility in Guatemala. Brian Dennett with AMG says
that facility is rescuing children, prosecuting abusers, and then really focused on the therapy and counseling of children and their parents that have actually been abused.
The organizations are also working to create systemic change. AMG's work is grounded in the gospel and meets the needs of people who are hurting with the love of Jesus. So please pray that this good work will spread. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.